Rightio, let's do this. Time for this. Yes, it's time for our celebrity fix, and we go to our girl, Ellie Wicks. G'day, Ellie.
Hello. Hey, guys. Got a new recruit, Dougie. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, as I said before, there's a job for everyone, Ellie.
Yes.
Oh, you're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah.
So well done. Well done on that. I was just having a listen to what you said about your daughter. That's a tricky situation. But I think you have to let her play. I think she wants to play. She's keen to play. You've got to let her.
Yeah,
she
says it's a sexist thing. It's not a sexist thing. Like, I'm all for her playing, and I'm endorsing it. But the wifey can't quite get it over the line just yet. Rightio, let's move on to things. What's okay. Lady Gaga
geez,
done?
Geez, you dodged that really quick, didn't you?
Yeah, it's the head knocks for me though. I'm with your wife if it's about the head knocks. I feel like all those concussions with NRL is a little bit scary with the tackles and all of that. But if it's the ref, you've got to let her have fun, I guess. You've got to let them play. But Lady Gaga, so her dogs have been found safe and sound. So it was a bit of a scary ordeal late last week. Her dog walker was shot in the chest 4 times in this violent dog napping. They've since been found, though, by a lady just passing by. And not only has she saved the day, Lady Gaga was offering up a $500,000 reward to whoever brought her French bulldogs back. So they've been brought back, safe and sound. And this lady was just walking past the right alleyway at the right time. So she's done pretty well for herself, $500,000. And she's sort of saved the day, really.
Wow. Wow. What about the poor bodyguard?
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah, 4 times in the chest just for walking a dog.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Wow.
I know. Is it really worth it? But he is okay. He's recovering well. He's still in hospital, but he is okay. So I don't know where he fits into the picture. Like, I don't know if he's a friend or he's like the paid dog walker. He might stay at the house because she's overseas. I don't even think she's not even home. So I don't know where he sort of comes into it, if that's his full-time gig. But, yeah, I don't think he'd want to be walking those dogs anymore. I don't know.
I think he's over that. Golden Globes, Ellie.
Yeah.
The big winners. Tell me about the big winners in the Golden Globes.
Yeah, well, the 78th Golden Globe Awards. It didn't have the same feel to it. No red carpet, but it's all virtual, how everything is done these days. But the winners didn't disappoint. I think your wife actually would agree with me, Joel, because I think last year you said she was a big fan of Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, I loved
it. Liking Schitt's Creek?
Yes, loved it.
Well, they took out 2 awards. One for Best Comedy TV Series, so that's a big one. And Catherine O'Hara, who plays Moira, the mum, who's hilarious.
Yes.
She won for Best Actress. So very well deserved on that because it's quite funny. And Borat, which we previewed here on the show last year, that took home the Best Motion Picture in a Comedy. And Sacha Baron Cohen won for Best Actor in a Motion Picture. I didn't love the second one as much, I'm going to admit, but everyone seems to love it. So, and one show that I haven't watched, which people seem to love, is The Crown. Have you guys watched that?
No, but what I will say, Dougie, say this, and if Ellie tips a show,
right,
quite often I haven't heard about it, but it ends up being a starring role. Now, you're speaking about The Crown. I believe you've got some news around the royal family as well.
Yeah, well, that took out the Best Drama Series, so people are loving it. And Prince Harry has actually said in his own words, he had an interview with James Corden just recently, was out on the weekend, a bit of a joking, casual sort of chat, but his words were, it's loosely based off the royal family. So I think there's some pretty, there's some truth behind it, but it's just a bit of a loose sort of look at it. But in royal news, the tell-all interview that I think we have all been waiting for is days away. Harry and Meghan have sat down with the one and only Oprah. Ooh. Here is a teaser.
Were you silent or were you silenced? I just want to make it clear to everybody, there is no subject that's off limits. Almost unsurvivable sounds like there was a breaking point.
My biggest concern was history repeating itself.
You've said some pretty shocking things here. Wait, hold up, wait a minute.
She's a gem, isn't she, Ellie? Oprah, it's a big interview.
Oh, it's big. And this, so I think this airs Sunday night in the States. It's a CBS production. So there's no word yet on how we're going to see it. I'm pretty sure by Monday it'll be all over the internet and we'll be able to get our hands on it easily. But if it's CBS Viacom, that could be Channel 10. That's owned by Channel 10 in Australia. So that's how we could be seeing it. But this is big. I mean, they said they want, I don't know, how do you guys feel about this? They always say they want privacy and now they go out and do a tell-all interview. I mean, I feel like it's sort of, they're picking and choosing, but I mean, I'll be sitting there watching it. I will be watching it, so.
Do you think this is just like the be-all, end-all interview and then that's it? Leave us alone. We've said what we've had to say. I'm going to go mow the lawns and trim the hedges now. You know what I mean? Do you think that's like, all right, thank you, Oprah, now we're out?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I don't know how you can top Oprah. Like, where can you go from Oprah? But they've got their Netflix deal. So, I mean, they've got their Netflix deal. I think they're coming out with a podcast. They're still, as he said with James Corden on his show, he said he'll never actually he's stepping back from his duties. He's not stepping down. So I don't think this is the end of them by any means. They've gone to LA. It's Hollywood. I mean, it's where entertainment's made. I think it's not over yet at all.
All righty. Now, let's move on to Married at First Sight. What's the updates there?
Here we go.
There's the juicy stuff.
Well, have you guys been watching?
Ellie. I'm committed to getting into it. I'm behind. So tell us where we're at.
Okay. So last night we saw, we've ditched the commitment ceremony. We thought we'd be in the commitment. It was the first ever dinner party last night. So this is where the drama always, you know, it boils over at the dinner party. So it's really just starting to kick off. And I must say, all of last week, I'm thinking, I can't even believe I'm about to say this, but I thought, oh my gosh, I think they've actually cast some more genuine people. Ooh. Like, I genuinely think some of these people aren't just there for Instagram fame. I have changed my tune after watching the dinner party last night. I think it's all about to kick off. And what we're going to see tonight is the start of Confessions Week. So this is a new, all new for Australian Married at First Sight. We haven't seen this before. They're dodging the commitment ceremony for this week. So no one can say stay or leave. So they're all going to have to stay for the week. They're moving into the apartments and it's all going to go down from there. But I don't know. I like this couple, Sam and Cam, at first. And she's the blonde one.
Yep.
He's the one that ditched her at the honeymoon. And, I mean, that was enjoyable to watch, but I sort of felt sorry for her. But now I'm like, oh, it's carrying on. I mean, it was the whole dinner party last night. It was just about those two and how he keeps walking away. And, oh, I'm so over it, but I'm intrigued to see what happens with those two tonight, because I couldn't imagine living in a small apartment with someone that you don't want to be with. I'm not sure about that.
Ellie, the sports bet have a market on Married at First Sight, and least likely to be together at the series end is Coco and Sam. Second least likely is Samantha and Cameron. Who do you think is most likely? Who's your guess?
There's a really nice couple. Now, I can't remember their name. It was a really nice couple that got married on the Sunday night, I believe. And they seem like, I don't know, they've never been in relationships before and all of that. And they seem very sweet and nice together. But at this stage, I don't know. I mean, they're sort of all getting along, but it's, and I can definitely, that does not surprise me about the Coco and whatever that other guy's name is.
Yeah.
Because at the dinner party last night, he was already eyeing off other women and asking the men who they thought was the best looking there. So I think there's going to be some scandal going on in his relationship.
And
no
I saw
doubt.
I saw one of the blokes
coming up after,
being a bit slippery too, like when that one of them was on the out and he was sort of sneaking going, oh, that's not a go, that's not a go, and that was his way to sort of slide in. But anyway, Ellie, we've got to run, but we appreciate your time once again, keeping us updated on the Celebrity Fix. This is Ellie Wicks.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Ellie.